news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison on Wednesday announced new charges for all four former Minneapolis police officers in connection with George Floyd's death.
Today, I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree for the death of George Floyd. I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. We've consulted with each other, and we agree. Second, today, arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. Finally, I'd like to announce that today, Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman and I filed a complaint that charges police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense. I strongly believe that these developments are in the interest of justice for Mr. Floyd, his family, our community, and our state.
The three accomplices have been charged with aiding and abetting second degree murder. All four are finally now in custody. In the wake of Donald Trump using America's military might against her own citizens, some of our highest-ranking former military leaders are finally calling him out. The first Secretary of Defense of this administration, James Mattis, spoke out in an interview with The Atlantic Wednesday, saying, quote, "Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try." That came a day after a piece published at The Atlantic by former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, who wrote, quote, "I remain confident in the professionalism of our men and women in uniform. They will serve with skill and compassion. They will obey lawful orders. But I'm less confident in the soundness of the orders they will be given by this commander-in-chief. And I'm not convinced that the conditions on our streets, as bad as they are, have risen to the level that justifies a heavy reliance on military troops. Certainly, we have not crossed the threshold that would make it appropriate to invoke the provisions of the Insurrection Act." And it's not only former military brass speaking out. Mark Milley, the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, sent a letter Tuesday to the rest of the military's top brass, reminding them that they, quote, "took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and the values embedded within it." He then asked of them, "Please remind all our troops and leaders that we will uphold the values of our nation and operate consistent with national laws and our own high standards of conduct at all times." There was even a brief moment of apparent sanity Wednesday on the part of current Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who unfortunately participated in Trump's horrific photo op on Monday. He went before the cameras to proclaim his opposition to deploying active duty troops to respond to protests around the country, breaking with Trump, who on Monday threatened to do just that. Esper then ordered 200 active duty soldiers from the 82nd Airborne's Immediate Response Force to return to their home base after 2 days of more peaceful demonstrations in D.C. But after attending a meeting at the White House a few hours later, he abruptly overturned his own decision. Lovely. Now, if you've been wondering where Congress is, the House Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on police brutality on June 10th as Speaker Pelosi and Democratic leaders push to have a police reform package on the floor by the end of the month. While there's massive pushback against the New York Times from both staffers and the public after the paper of record published an incendiary op-ed from Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas headlined, "Send in the Troops." Several New York Times journalists tweeted a screenshot of the editorial with the words, "Running this puts black New York Times staffers in danger." And in a story by Mark Tracy about the in-house controversy at the Times, he wrote, quote, "Three Times journalists, who declined to be identified by name, said they had informed their editors that sources told them they would no longer provide them with information because of the Cotton op-ed." And the Times isn't alone. The Philadelphia Inquirer published an apology after running as a headline the words, "Buildings Matter Too." Wow. An open letter attributed to journalists of color of the Philadelphia Inquirer, addressed to the leadership of the paper, said, On June 4th, we're calling in sick and tired. Sick and tired of pretending things are okay. Sick and tired of not being heard. In related news, preliminary hearings are scheduled Thursday morning for the three alleged murderers in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has issued strong warnings to anyone who may try to disrupt the proceedings. Well, after Monday night's attack by the White House on peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park, I tweeted that Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter, the three living past presidents, needed to get together and speak out about what Trump was doing to our nation. Well, they didn't do it together, but by the end of Wednesday, we had heard from all three of them. Obama took to the television airwaves, commending the millions of Americans and international protesters who've called for change, racial justice, and equity in law enforcement. On Tuesday, George W. Bush released a statement saying he's anguished by the death of George Floyd and urged white Americans to seek ways to support, listen, and understand black Americans who still face, quote, disturbing bigotry and exploitation. Bush closed his statement saying, there is a better way, the way of empathy and shared commitment and bold action and a peace rooted in justice. I am confident that together Americans will choose the better way. And former President Jimmy Carter, in a statement on Wednesday, said, we need a government as good as its people, and we are better than this. People of power, privilege, and moral conscience must stand up and say no more to a racially discriminatory police and justice system, immoral economic disparities between whites and blacks, and government actions that undermine our unified democracy. But none of the three former presidents called out Trump by name. On Thursday afternoon, a private memorial service for George Floyd will take place at North Central University in Minneapolis. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at what will be the first of three memorial events, culminating next week with Floyd's funeral and burial in Houston, where he lived most of his life. If it's Thursday, the new jobs numbers are out, and 1.8 million more Americans applied for unemployment benefits in the past week, pushing total U.S. job losses to 42.6 million. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Some days, like today, there's much more news than I can fit into the 6-minute What's News segment on Progressive Voices. So I invite you to head over to NicoleSandler.com to get the extended version, or simply subscribe to my podcast and you'll get the extended version of What's News each day. And if you like what you hear, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. Just visit NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.